It is 11 at night, Tuesday, the 22nd of April, 1975, when Liberid Tirzian climbs out of the Trabant in front of departures. His wife Zara and Vahe, his 5-year-old boy, help him with the sticky trunk. It's far past his son's bedtime, but he lets Vahe, struggling and tottering but proud, carry his small suitcase to the curb while he kisses Zara. She's teary again, as if she knows something she shouldn't, and for an instant, Liberid fears she does know. "You're going to be exhausted when you land," she says, sniffing. "Can always depend on the people's militia choosing the cheapest and most inconvenient transportation." She gives him a wet smile. "No, she knows nothing. This is just the weepiness you grow accustomed to when your wife is a traditional Armenian who's never believed she could be European." So he kisses her, gives Vahe a hug and a pat on the back. "You're the man of the house now." Vahe likes this at first, but suddenly it seems to frighten him and he clutches his mother's hand. That quick movement hurt Liberid somewhere in his throat. He wishes he could bring the boy along, but that's just not possible. Not yet. He clears his throat and waves briefly as they drive off into the blackness south toward the capital. Once they're out of sight, he takes a packet of karpatsi from his pocket and lights a cigarette. Zara hates it when he smokes. He doesn't yet feel the freedom, but knows it will come, clearing away this melancholy. On the plane, or maybe not until he's lost in the winding back streets of Istanbul, finally loosed from the chains of matrimony.